Bid for second pharmacy made. A renewed bid for a second pharmacy in Wallingford has been launched and people are being invited to share their views. Independent pharmacist Chowdhury Abbas has relaunched an application to NHS England to establish a second pharmacy contract for Wallingford. A previous application for the same thing, put in shortly after the closure of Lloyd's Pharmacy, was refused by the NHS in October 2024 as there was no gap in the service provided identified in an assessment. At the time, however, locals lobbied for a second provision, and now Mr. Abbas has set up a survey for them to share their views as part of the health services consultation on the proposal. Mr. Abbas said the purpose of the relaunching this application is to make sure pharmacy provision in Wallingford keeps pace with local need. The public survey, which will be submitted as part of a pharmacy application consultation process, gives residents a constructive opportunity to share their experiences and help shape how services develop for the future. The town has just one pharmacy, which is Boots in Marketplace, since the closure of Lloyd's Pharmacy, which serves a growing population as well as people coming into Wallingford from villages outside it. A spokesperson for Boots said, "We believe that our store in Marketplace serves the community well, and we are confident that we can continue to meet local demand for pharmacy provision, delivering services and prescriptions to our patients." Catherine Keats Rowan, Chair of South Oxfordshire District Council, said she has long supported the bid for a second pharmacy in the town. Ms. Keats Rowan said it worked very well when there were two pharmacies in Wallingford before, and there is no reason why it shouldn't again. "It would certainly be a good thing, considering the increased number of people in the town and the number of people reliant on prescriptions. Plus, NHS and government policies are increasingly emphasising the importance of pharmacists and giving them extra responsibilities, encouraging people to use them for more and more medical needs. So having another to share the increased load would only be a sensible thing. There's already a big demand on our current pharmacy from locals, which isn't always met satisfactorily." A pharmaceutical needs assessment report was published last year to establish whether additional services were needed. In response to locals calling for the second pharmacy, the steering group responsible for the report said, "While we acknowledge that fewer pharmacies may be inconvenient, the assessment concludes that there is currently no gap in our service provision." It added that quality of service is not something that the assessment considers in the decision.